Hi, this is Sunny James with another motivational moment. Now today I want to talk to you about having a positive attitude, and I want to tell you three ways to keep a positive attitude and why your success depends on it. Okay? Well, you know, it's a fact that about 85% of the people out there, they're not happy with their life. And, you know, they're wanting some kind of change for a better life, a career, relationships, you know, all these areas they're just not happy with. So, you know, there's very little difference in people, and that difference is your attitude. And the big difference is whether your attitude is good or bad, negative or positive. You know, so you want to keep your mind, you know, in a positive attitude. It's just so important, because when you have a negative attitude, it's literally like dragging around a ball and chain. And you have to work so hard, no matter what you do, you have to work so much harder to overcome that negative attitude. And you expend so much time and energy on that negativity. And then even when you do things with poor attitude, then you're so drained mentally from overcoming that negative attitude. Now, when you have a positive attitude, honest to God, it's like having your engine on full throttle. And you're able to do things so much effortlessly. And it's so easy, and you look so forward to getting things accomplished. And when you do get them accomplished, you feel good about it, and it makes you even want to do more. So that's why these things are so important for you. Okay? And, you know, this is really key. You know, you see, your mind's a lot like a parachute, and it only works when it's open. So having a positive attitude is like having your engine on full throttle. That's the best way I can tell you. And, you know, you get the most productivity when you have a good positive attitude. But today I want to talk to you about having three key ways to keeping a positive attitude to ensure your own success in life. So here we go. Step number one, you need to be in touch with your thoughts and feelings, so you need to learn to reflect inwardly. And you can achieve this by sitting somewhere quiet every day for just a short period of time and asking yourself how you're doing and how you're feeling. I know this sounds strange, because we're not used to doing this. We're not used to tapping inside ourselves and focusing inwardly. And so it's going to be awkward at first. But, you know, think of it like sitting down with someone and truly getting to know them. Only this is you getting to know yourself. All right? So step number two, it's imperative for you to focus on the positive. This will help you get the results that you want and need for yourself. It's really important for you to steer totally away from negativity, because this is extremely counterproductive. Stay away from negative people and negative things and negative situations and negative environments. Just stay away from them. Okay? Important thing is to pay attention to your thoughts and your attitude. As soon as you recognize it's turning into a negative, stop it and change it to a positive attitude. Remember, you know, these are all choices that you can be making. You can choose to have a negative attitude. You can choose to have a positive attitude. So it's when you get up in the morning, be focused on what your attitude is like. And when you find it being negative, turn it to a positive. It's all a choice. It really is. And here's the third key tip. It's important for you to keep your environment positive, clean, and well organized, because it's a fact that your surroundings affect your mood and your attitude. Okay? Now I want you to get busy applying these tips in your life. Today, not tomorrow. Now, two things I want to see here in the end. And I say them on every motivational moment. And that is, if you haven't already subscribed to these podcasts, then do so. Because it will help to give you further motivation and inspiration and tips to help you get the things you want in life. To follow your dreams. I can't explain to you and let you know how important it is for you to be able to do that for yourself. And number two, I want you to go over to my website, if you haven't already done so, and get your free guide of how to unleash the power within. It's going to be further tips and motivation and inspiration for you and help you out. So go to my website now, today not tomorrow, and go over to sunnyjames.com/guide That's SUNNYJAMES.com/guide and get your free guide, How to Unleash the Power Within. Go get it now.
You see a little bit of this, a little bit.